Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
No lie, I literally raised my hands up over my head to clap at the clap part twice and then winced in pain at a shoulder injury because that's what 55 will do to you. As I said to John, I didn't stretch out before I engaged in some recreational music enjoyment. Good for me. All right, on to the real stuff. Janice Gilley, the newest Board of Trustee member for the University of West Florida, talking during last week's meeting about the lab school proposal that Manny Diaz is offering them.
I probably have the unique perspective of having visited all of the other universities that have lab schools and FAU's charter school, which is nationally recognized consistently for high achievement. It has been an amazing addition to the community in Boca Raton, in particular for FAU. But many of you are familiar with UF, FSU, FAMU, some of the other lab and development schools and how successful they are.
So the concept of a lab school is where the teachers in training can do their teaching, their practice, just like, you know, teachers go out to schools and teach at those schools when they're, you know, getting their teaching certificates or whatever. This would be a chance for them to actually be on campus and have a school that is overseen by the university that functions as a school, but also functions as an opportunity for them to hone their skills, which is a great thing. I remember when I was learning how to teach and, you know, it was like they gave us a 2-hour kind of seminar one day before classes began, and now you're ready to go teach at the college level. Some of us weren't. Some of us learned, and, you know, anyway, but it's not very good. But obviously, teaching K-12, you get a lot more preparation, but still, you have to go do the practical application and practice in the setting and get used, because it's a very complicated set of skills, and it takes practice. So having a school you can do that at is interesting. Heather Riddell, the Faculty Senate President, asks the question of Manny Diaz, because there really has been a lot of confusion over this subject. I think some of the reporting has been marginal, and some of the allegations by, you know, members of the public and some people who even talk in public comment has been really misguided or at best partially informed. And I think for me, some of these terms were not as clear as they did make them on this day. And so I appreciate them taking some time to explain what it is and what it isn't.
Can you explain the difference between a lab school, the private school that people have been talking about, and then the charter school?
Okay, yeah. So there's different sections of statute. This is a new section of statute. We would be the first university to avail ourselves of this opportunity.
So the charter school concept of being, you know, like if a university starts a charter school, there's the old model of doing the lab school, okay, that they would do, and then there's a new model. The old one,
under the older statute, a lab school is on the campus or near the campus. The facilities are built by the university. The funding for the facility and everything that entails that is put up by the university. And the university is responsible for running the school. So they're basically in the K-12 business.
So under the old model, they would basically build a school and run it and own it and do everything. The new model,
this statute provides you the opportunity to be a sponsor, which means you can bring in an operator, which allows the university not to get into the business of K-12, which we're not currently in, right, and to run a school. But it does provide the opportunity to create the lab setting with a memorandum of understanding. And so you get the benefits of a lab school without taking on the cost, without taking on the bureaucracy of operating the school. And this board will still have oversight over that school, making sure that it performs correctly, making sure that it meets all of the requirements. And we put in that contract what we want that is going to be beneficial to UWF.
So the UWF doesn't have to pay for the building. They don't have to run the school. They don't have to employ the teachers. But somebody comes in and establishes like a charter school on campus that is done in conjunction with UWF and according to their desires to accomplish the teaching objectives. But it also makes it available so that the faculty and also the students at UWF who have school-age kids can use that school for their own purposes. So it's a benefit to everybody, the community, the students and faculty, and also the teachers in training.
It makes a lot of sense to have it on the campus. And then on top of that, you provide basically a charter in the workplace so that the kids of our faculty, staff, and students can attend that school and drop those kids off.
Okay, so that's the first one. That's the idea of the charter school that will function as a training or lab school for UWF, not owned by or operated by, but kind of superintended by with a joint agreement with whoever operates the charter school. Then there's a totally separate issue. They've been approached about having a private school on campus.
The third piece that we talk about that's not related directly to this is having a pilot school that we talked about, K-3, we were approached, and having a shared use agreement in space within the School of Education, which would function both as, I really see it as an extension of the Childhood Development Center, because it would allow parents to have those kids continue on K, first, second, and third grade, but add the dimension of creating a lab setting there for our School of Education. And we've been working with Dean Soares to formulate that. And so that would be, again, through philanthropic funding, through a shared use agreement, but it's not a charter school.
Yeah, and so these are all just kind of different flavors of doing the education space in such a way that you have training available to the UWF students. Heather Riddell, a board member.
That was helpful in kind of explaining, and I think, as you've stated before, people are looking at the pilot school and the charter school as the same entity, but they are two separate initiatives.
They are right. Two different things, and I'm glad they clarified. And even Ashley Ross, she said, I'm glad, you know, I kind of thought we were coming to vote on a specific thing, but we're voting on more the concept going forward. All of these things would subsequently need to be fleshed out in detail. I mean, it sounds like maybe the private one, the K-3 one, is one that they're coming, somebody's coming with already. But the idea of doing a charter school as a lab school, that's a very different kind of thing. And that's nowhere near a done thing yet.
So obviously with what we're voting on here today, to not have a specific school attached to it, that certainly helped clear things up for me. I do think overall this is a great opportunity for our school.
Yeah, I agree that all of this sounds very good. We'll come back to one last comment here in just a second. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
Still dealing with that one accident that happened on Highway 29 and the I-10 entrance there. Traffic is moving very, very slowly. Expect about a 30-minute delay getting you southbound there. Take Old Palafox, but it's starting to back up also. Other than that, we look good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
So you always hear me talking about Christina Leavenworth and her great team at Leavenworth Realty, and how, you know, in the peak of the market, they were selling well over 200 homes a year, 4 to 5 a week. Then the market got a little harder. Rates got worse. Prices got high. People were more reluctant. They were holding on to things longer. And sales dropped off. 175 a year. Then 2 years ago, it was 165. Well, last year, even in a down market, they have somehow figured something out, and they are back up to 209 homes sold last year. That's 4 a week on average. Now, 165 and 175 is no slouch. That's still a lot. But even with the down market or kind of a, you know, sluggish market, they are back up selling a lot of homes. And that means experience. That means they get people through to closing, because, you know, look, selling a home is not a fun experience particularly. But the only thing worse is to go through the process and not actually get the sale. You know, but they get you all the way to the end result. In fact, you know, they've had several people come to them as clients. She's said that people have come to us and we're their third realtor or their fifth realtor or their eighth realtor in one case, which is crazy to me. But, you know, can you imagine going through all of that? Anyway, so say come to theirs, she gets the home sold. And sometimes it's price wrong. Sometimes it's stage wrong. Sometimes it's just, you know, understanding what the appeal is and fixing little things. I mean, there's just 100 little things that make it all work. And they've got it figured out. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty. Back to the comments by the Board of Trustees over this question of the various kinds of schools that might become available to UWF. And Manny Diaz, I think appropriately criticizing some of the comments coverage, you know, what are they, the Santa Rosa commissioners are calling it. Bobby Burkett says the social disinformation or misinformation network. Man, I'll tell you, there's nothing that discourages me more about the information, informedness, and knowledge level and wisdom of the American population than reading it all plastered over to the digital scale. I mean, it's like if people were trying to be dumb, they wouldn't be able to do it any better than it just gets done. And I know there are sometimes wise comments too, but man, it is discouraging. I really do believe, just as a side note, I really do believe that the vast majority of people, it's like the people with the knowledge also have the decency and restraint to realize it's probably not worth getting into all of this on social media. And so only the worstest, dumbest, most misinformed gets propagated and shared. And it's terrible. The whole model is terrible. But, you know, hey, democracy is awesome. I mean, it's like everybody gets to participate at whatever volume they want to participate in, and they do. And the people who you'd love to hear from more participate less or not at all. Anyway, back to Manny Diaz's comments about how this has been handled in, again, some reporting, but mostly on social media.
I think that you've seen that some folks have tried to create a negative atmosphere around this or some negativity around it as if it's not a positive for the university and try to portray it as some kind of sneaky thing where this is a pilot program that would benefit the university and would benefit our faculty, staff, and students to be able to have their children, no different than what we do with the Child Development Center. And so, unfortunately, those things happen. We don't have any control what those people say, but I think this is definitely a positive for the university.
Yeah, I'd fully agree. And this was a unanimous vote to move forward with the charter school process. It's still a process. There's a lot still to be done, but I think it's a good thing for everybody involved. 820 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
You ever look at your bank account and think,
okay, that could be better?
Dave Ramsey, weeknights 7 to 10 on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
You're wandering all over the track.
Yeah, well, that son of a just slammed into me.
No, he didn't slam into you. He didn't bump you. He didn't nudge you. He rubbed you. And rubbing sun is racing.
All right, I was watching Channel 3 this morning. You know, there are news partners, and right. I watched two things in the morning. I watched the 10 o'clock news from last night, and I watched the NBC news from 4:30 or 4 o'clock in the morning. And then I happened to have on the morning show from this morning with Jared and my brain is so funny, with Laura, of course, Hussey. Laura is such a sweetheart. Jared is too, but Laura's the best. And they were talking about Sophia Loren, and I'm going to play this because it was, honestly, this was about the funniest thing I could have imagined. Are you ready, John?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right, here goes. And here goes.
Used to say live and let live, but now we say live and let die.
You had to be there.
Had to be there. I mentioned that because the Bond girl at the time, Solitaire, won Jane Seymour.
What?
She was a Bond girl.
She was a Bond girl.
Yeah, Solitaire.
Seymour.
Yeah.
Yes.
Anyway, she's 75 years old, still is a size 4 after all these years. Would you like to know why?
Oh, Okay, she's a four, except I've met her in person, and she's a four some days. I don't mean that ugly.
Oh,
we all have our days.
Oh, goodness.
What I probably shouldn't have said.
She's a four some days.
Hey, she's a four, except I've met her in person, and she's a four some days. I don't mean that ugly. I'm just saying we all of us have our days. What, I probably shouldn't have said that. I'm going to get all the bad Facebook messages. I love her. She's beautiful.
She is.
Anyway, sorry. She's still a size four. What? The hole is getting deeper.
And for Connie, you have to understand, like, Laura's a teeny tiny little girl. I mean, she's petite, okay? This went on, and it got even funnier. Ready?
Oh, no.
Well, a couple things here. I can't even go on.
Sorry. It just popped out. It's early. 4:54 a.m.
Well, she loves the Mediterranean diet. In the morning, she has coffee and two boiled eggs and one meal a day at 1:30, which is all Mediterranean olives and fish and stuff. And for her snacks, no Tostitos, no cheese dip.
No. I wasn't saying she was huge.
Her snacks include vegetables and...
You should just hear the producer in her ear.
Producer's yelling in her ear like, fix it.
I wasn't saying she was huge.
Her snacks include vegetables and hummus. And this is what she says keeps her...
Jared, quit laughing at me. Maybe it was the skirt she was wearing.
Oh.
We all lie by one size.
Yes, we do.
Maybe it was the skirt she was wearing. We all lie by one size.
Jared, quit laughing at me. Maybe it was the skirt she was wearing. We all lie by one size.
Yes, we do.
Anyway,
I do.
She's gorgeous.
I'm a 40 regular.
Never mind. Can we just push the button?
Sponsored by Florida Power.
I need out. I need out. Listen, I love Laura so much. She's so great. And I'm sure she's just so embarrassed. But I thought it was funny. I thought it was hilarious. And you know what? You know what my one piece of advice is to people who want to get into broadcasting ever is be yourself, be a real person. Be yourself, be a real person.
And be able to laugh at yourself.
Oh, my God. Yes. Laugh a lot. Laugh at yourself. Laugh at other people. Don't try to be some, well, I'm supposed to be here delivering the news. Yeah, nobody wants that. So just be yourself. Be a real person. Admit the things you don't know. When you make a mistake, have fun with it. Why not? All right. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
Still dealing with the accident that happened on Highway 29 southbound. As you approach the I-10 intersection there, traffic is still backed up almost all the way to 9 Mile Road, so expect a 30-minute delay. Other than that, we look good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Her snacks include vegetables and hummus. And this is...
I wasn't saying she was huge.
She was responding to someone in her ear.
Somebody's absolutely in her ear whispering, say something. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David...
Maybe. I don't know how to follow that. That was...
We all lie by one size.
That's phenomenal.
I know.
Well,
maybe it was the skirt.
The partial government shutdown continues, centered around the Department of Homeland Security now in day 4. Congress, of course, withheld funding for the Department of Homeland Security over concerns about reforms to immigration enforcement and effects. The Transportation Security Administration, Federal Emergency Management Agency, Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Agency, and the Secret Service and Coast Guard. Tom Pritzker stepping down as the chairman of the Hyatt Hotels due to his past association with Jeffrey Epstein. He wrote a letter to the board of directors there saying it was important to acknowledge that and distance himself. He said he deeply regrets those ties. And the U.S. women's hockey team, Andrew, on fire at the Winter Olympics.
Wait, what? You mean they're doing well?
They're doing well.
Nobody lit them with gasoline or anything.
Not a literal fire.
Just, I mean, we had that Cantona car. I'm always thinking about
these
things.
More of a figurative fire, okay. I guess.
Go on, then.
So they, boy, where was I now?
Women's hockey team, USA, doing well.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate that. They shut out Sweden 5-0 in the semifinals Monday, and they now have a showdown with Canada for the gold tomorrow.
Outstanding. 8:29 here on News Radio 92.3. Since we're in the vicinity of people saying weird things, did you see AOC's comments? Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, you know, athletes of color, AOC. We always need more AOC. Remember the transgressors?
Oh, yeah.
She, I'm just going to go ahead and let this play and then... You can decide.
I think what we identify is that in a rules-based order, hypocrisy is vulnerability. And so I think what we are seeking is a return to a rules-based order that eliminates the hypocrisies around when too often in the West we look the other way for inconvenient populations to act out these paradoxes.
Maybe you don't remember that scene in Wag the Dog where they were asking, Dustin Hoffman is asking Robert De Niro how close he is to all this, and he's like this close. He makes a call and tells the guy to whisper in this, whoever's speaking at the podium, say this, and he says it. Was somebody just whispering random word of the day words in her ear, and she was like, "You." It's like watching one of those impractical jokers where they're suggesting,
yes,
say this, that's say what, this,
oh, yes,
say this. I know it doesn't make any sense. Just put this word in there. The paradox of the hypocrisy of our rules-based system. And the, what did you? You know what it is? I think somebody has dared her to outword salad Kamala Harris.
I think so.
News. I'm Therese Crowley. The unforgettable Jesse Jackson has passed. Reverend, motivator in the spirit of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. President Trump posting he was a good man with lots of personality, grit, and street smarts. Someone who truly loved people. The Chicago civil rights leader bringing people together even now, says Dr. King's niece, Alvita.
I believe, honestly, from my conversations with him, that he would probably encourage us to work to unify and stop fighting each other today. I kind of want to believe that that would be something that he would say.
Jesse Jackson was 84. The FBI says a black glove found in Tucson appears to match the glove of an intruder before Nancy Guthrie disappeared. DNA lifted by a private lab to be entered into the FBI's CODIS database. President Trump reveals the U.S. is talking with Cuba's failing regime. The U.S. also talking with Iran in Geneva. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It is 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. We've got mostly cloudy skies. It is 52 degrees right now. We'll get our forecast. That's up in a few minutes with Brooke Richardson. Santa Rosa County Commissioner Colton Wright was in Washington, D.C. last week. He was pitching federal officials on using local contracting to help the Navy repair runways at NAS Whiting Field. Wright says that the Navy's budget wouldn't allow for repairs there until 2032, but the county could get it done sooner through an intergovernmental services agreement.
They have runways and taxiways that they cannot even begin to rehab until 2032 as far as the budget's concerned. Mm. If we start going down this path, we could effectively build new facilities or rehab their facilities so they would, be able to reset the infrastructure time clock if we did it. And we could do it faster and much cheaper.
And Wright says the county's taxiway project at the Whiting Field Aviation Park is being used as a case study to show the Navy and the Department of Homeland Security just what would be possible in that agreement. Well, Santa Rosa County has seen a big drop in crime. Sheriff Bob Johnson says that's been caused by multiple factors, better technology and changing behaviors with young people.
Technology has helped us so much. I mean, it's incredible. I started back in 82, and it's a whole different ballgame now. But we have that, and I think it's partly what you're saying, too. Kids just, you know, when they grow up, like my son grew up playing video games and my daughter did, they're just not, I don't know how to say it, outgoing people out at night doing crazy stuff because, yeah, they'd rather sit at home and play Xbox.
And Johnson says that technology like flock cameras, Ring doorbell cameras, drones have all made it easier to catch and also, importantly, deter criminals. He joked that some of his younger deputies would do Miranda warnings via text if they could because they grew up communicating through technology. Well, it's starting to feel a bit more like springtime. Won't be too long. You'll be busting out the SPF.
All right, ready for some sunlight? In less than 3 weeks, the days will start getting longer. Daylight savings time is coming on Sunday, March 8th, 2 a.m., when clocks will spring forward 1 hour. The first official day of spring, Friday, March 20th. Chris Bryant, News Radio, 92.3.
Thank you very much, Chris. Well, requiring an ID to vote, that's a no-brainer. That's according to Senator Ashley Moody. She was on Fox News yesterday speaking in support of the Save America Act, which requires voters to show an ID before casting a ballot. Moody said that bill would ensure safe elections. She also said that it wouldn't be controversial and it could rebuild Americans' confidence in our elections. It is 8:35. News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
That's right. Still dealing with the accident that happened earlier, but traffic is starting to move on Highway 29 southbound, just south of 9 Mile Road as you approach I-10. But still expect about a 25-minute delay in that area. But other than that, we are good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. And 48 and cloudy right now. Let's get an update on our forecast with Brooke and see how long those clouds are going to hang around.
We are going to be seeing plenty of sunshine today. Temperatures warming up near 68 degrees in the afternoon. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 61. For Wednesday, 20% chance of a stray shower with partly sunny skies, high near 73. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 62. Going into Thursday, partly sunny skies, 20% chance of a stray shower, high near 76. And Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 64. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. 8:35 at News Radio 92.3 and your money now this hour. Markets are mixed at the opening bell on Wall Street. The Dow is up 33 points at 49,534.01. The S&P 500 is down a fraction of a point today. It's 68,36.49. The NASDAQ is down about 24.75 points at 22,521. That 10-year bond rate down slightly, 4.05% today. Gold price is down 131.80 at 49.1450. Silver's down 385 at 74.22. Bitcoin is down $241 at 67,964.60 this morning. A partial government shutdown centered on the Department of Homeland Security continues today.
It started when Congress withheld funding for DHS over the weekend over concerns about reforms to immigration enforcement. Lawmakers are now on a week-long recess. The shutdown primarily affects Transportation Security Administration, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Agency, U.S. Secret Service, and the U.S. Coast Guard. I'm Monica Nelson.
Thank you, Monica. Apple is hosting a product launch event next month in New York, London, and Shanghai. It marks a shift from previous launch events that were held at the Apple campus in California. The iPhone maker is calling the event an in-person experience. The launch invite sets the date as March 4th at 9 a.m. Eastern Time. And it is 8:37, our next news at 9 o'clock. Breaking news anytime it happens. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hey, it's Flint Lockwood here from Swallow Falls. My friends and I have just discovered these amazing living foodimals. But wait, we've also discovered a crisis that needs our help. According to my calculations, 1 in 5 kids in America struggles with hunger. That's almost 17 million kids. Our mission is to help solve hunger by teaming up with the Feeding America Network to get food to kids facing hunger in communities across the country.
Feeding America is a nationwide network of food banks, helping connect children and families who face hunger to billions of pounds of food, reaching shelters, schools, and community centers in every county in America, including yours. Help Flint and the Feeding America Network of Food Banks get food to the people who need it in your community. Find your local Feeding America food bank at feedingamerica.org/hunger.
Together, we're Feeding America.
A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
As a mom, comforting my family is what I do best. Vicks VapoStick provides soothing, non-medicated Vicks vapors in an easy-to-apply stick, and it dries fast, so there's no mess. I use it to comfort myself and my family.
Thanks, Mom.
Vicks VapoStick. Soothing comfort for the whole family. And try Vicks VapoShower Max for steamy Vicks Vapors when you need more comfort for yourself. Use as directed.
There are a lot of questions about roof replacement in the news lately, such as insurance companies demanding replacement before they cancel coverage to companies not doing the job that they sold to you. Make sure you tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel this Thursday at 9:30 as Quality Roofing Solutions will answer your questions. Find out what makes Quality Roofing Solutions the premier contractor in Florida this Thursday at 9:30.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
You don't always have time to sit and listen.
That's why Pensacola Right Now works the way it does.
Every few minutes, you get the latest local news, traffic on the fives, weather, and updates you actually need. So whether you're in the car for 5 minutes or 50, you're always caught up. Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Weekdays 4 to 7
on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, let's talk about muffins. You ready, John? You hungry yet?
Yes, thank you.
We're going to talk about muffins, okay?
Okay.
Simple question. All my best questions are simple questions.
Yeah.
How do you eat a muffin? Tell me your process. I hand you a nice muffin. Let's say, I don't know what kind of muffin you like. Or cupcake. It doesn't matter which. Either way. But let's say carrot cake muffin.
Okay.
Okay. Banana bread, poppy seed, whatever. I give you a nice muffin that you like. Okay. Mm-hmm. Tell me what you do with it.
Peel the wrapper off.
Okay, wrapper number one is the wrapper goes.
It's got to, yeah.
Okay, you don't bite before you unwrap.
No.
Okay, well, that's a choice.
I know it is.
Okay, and then?
And then you take a bite.
Of what part of the muffin?
The top part?
You bite, like, the mushroom top, you bite a side of that off? You bite top first?
I just try to get a full bite in.
Well, do you get some of the stuff that was wrapped before in?
Well, that's later on when you're like, I want more.
So you eat like an ice cream cone top to bottom, except you remove the cone first. You remove the wrapping first.
Yeah.
So wrapper off, cupcake or muffin top, and then body your base. That's your order.
Yeah, we could go with that, but I've never thought about it. But okay, thanks, Andrew.
4, 3, 7,
I've never really
16,
thought about the
20.
Process.
How do you eat a muffin or a cupcake? You can use cupcake if you prefer that terminology. Either way, we can go with that. 4, 3, 7, 16, 20. I saw somebody take a bite of, I think it was actually a cupcake, not a muffin. They bit off the top without having removed the wrapper first.
Then how do you, okay.
I was equally horrified.
I don't understand that.
Is that legal? Is that like removing the tag on the mattress? Are you allowed to do that?
I don't think you are.
And then I started thinking about it, as most of my good frivolous topics start with I saw something, I started thinking about it, and I thought, you know, maybe it is genius. Because it's still got the wrapper on it, and you're taking a bite, and you still have a container. You're not like hand touching all of the food before you're not fondling the base of the thing before you,
whoa,
you know, eat it.
Whoa, this got deep. I was like, whoa, wait a second.
And, okay, have you ever had an unwrapping go awry?
Of course not.
Where it either pulls off frosting or it pulls off muffin or it just, you know.
Of course not. I'm a perfect unwrapper.
Oh, are you? Okay. All right. So fine, John. I bet there are some people. I bet there are some people who knife and fork it. Don't you think it's possible?
A cupcake?
People do all kinds of things.
Well, yeah, you're right.
People do all kinds of things, and if you are a fork and knife for your muffin or your, you know, cup, and is muffin and cupcake might be different for you. I'm frosting or no frosting, right? Okay. Do you do it differently depending on?
Oh no.
All the same. Okay.
Same
so
process.
4, 3, 7, 16, 20. For me, I will take the. I'm thinking cupcakes in particular. So with frosting, unwrap, and then this is the tricky part. Full bite from top to bottom so that I get some of the unfrosted base in with the cap and with the frosting. That way, every bite I eat is a full top-to-bottom experience, and so it is all of the cake and also the frosting in every bite. Because if you eat the top off, then you're left with a bunch of cake and no frosting, and that's very disappointing.
But you can go get the frosting jar and then...
Well, if you have access to it.
Double dip it.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's also a possibility.
Yeah, sure.
437-1620. We literally get paid to do this.
And it's stuff I never thought about, I know, Andrew.
That's always my goal. Is, you know, the next time you eat a muffin, you're like, hey,
I'm going to be like,
how do I do this? Do I cut it off with a knife first and eat that? You know, what are my options? Because I do want to hear from specifically if you use a fork or a knife in any way in connection with your muffin and or cupcake. Or
spork.
Oh, okay. Now, you jest, but think in one hand you've got the cupcake and in the other hand you've got a spoon.
Mm-hmm.
This seems like a match made in heaven, suddenly, to me. I mean, it's weird eating cake with a spoon, but it's better than a fork where you jab yourself.
That is true.
I'm just thinking out loud for the second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
Somebody bring his cupcakes. We really need to discuss this further. Okay, so Highway 29 going southbound, south of 9 Mile Road, that's kind of cleared up a little bit from that earlier accident, but expect about a 12-minute delay in that area. And let's see here, Highway 98 going westbound toward Gulf Breeze, experiencing about a 5-minute delay there. I-10, I-110 are all rolling smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. If you need any work done on heating, air conditioning, electrical, plumbing, a generator, you know, obviously that's electrical, but you might not think about that in connection with this. Peden, they'll take care of you for all of that stuff. They got started doing air conditioning back in the late 60s, and then Robert Peden expanded both geographically, east from Panama City into Tallahassee, and west, obviously they've been here in Escambia County for a long time, over in Ellison Field, but also into Baldwin County just the last couple of years, and even into Mobile. So anywhere on the Gulf Coast, anywhere in two states, two time zones, they'll take care of you for all that stuff. Good products, good people, installation, 100% satisfaction guarantee. They'll take care of you. And also, every year regulations change on the creation of things, and you can beat the annual regulatory price bump with Peden's New Year Old Stock Sale. Take up to $1,500 off remaining 2025 air conditioning systems before they're gone. Call or book online at Peden, PEDEN.com. All right, the question of the day, the frivolous topic of the day is, how do you eat a muffin or a cupcake? Let's see. Paul here says, I eat the top off first, then I unwrap the portion of the base, and I eat, and then I scrape my teeth on the wrapper to get it all. Oh, we all scrape. Scrape and or lick, like, especially if there's frosting on the wrapper, you know, you want to get that. You definitely, I might let a little bit of the cake part go, but I'm always eating all the frosting for sure. See, somebody else says, I unwrap the muffin first, break it in half horizontally, and eat the bottom first. What? Huh, okay. All right. Well, I'm assuming your cupcake approach would be different, but for a muffin, so you turn it upside down. Oh, no, break it in half and then eat the... Okay, all right, I'm just trying to imagine. See, I told you, John, people do this differently. Wrapper off, bottom first. Oh, second one for that same approach. Wrapper off, bottom first. Okay. Wrapper off, eat the third one in a row, no kidding. And save the best, the top, for last. Okay, so you eat your lima beans version of the muffin first and then the good version later, the steak version. Let's see, peel off the paper facing you. Oh, just partway down, so you can hold the paper and not get frosting on your fingers and bite into it until you need to. So unwrap gradually, so it's an eat and unwrap as you go. All right, all right. Hold bites all the way. Hulk bites, I'm not sure what that means. Let's see. Unwrap, bite off the bottom, enjoy the bottom. One bite off the top, enjoy that bite, and finish it off.
That's a lot of thinking.
The specificity I'm getting from people's answers, I love it. Let's see. You've seen the movie, Break It in Half. And turn the mushroom top upside down, press it against the bottom to make a sandwich. Oh, yeah, I have seen that, and no, I'm not in. I do not accept that. You know, put it in the panini press or whatever. Cupcake process, muffin process are different, somebody says. With the 437-1620, if you want to weigh in. With the muffin, I break the muffin top off, eat that, then unwrap the bottom part. For the cupcake, I break off the frosting part after unwrapping the bottom part and smush them together like a cupcake sandwich. Okay, that's the same thing the other person said, but all right. Peel the first half of the wrapper off, then fork the top to bottom so I don't look like a child with food all over my face.
Oh, no, that's the whole point.
Yeah, I mean, you're supposed to look a little messy.
Yeah.
Cupcake is supposed to be a little bit embarrassing. Break the bottom half of the cupcake off, and I don't know why that word is stymieing me today, and put it on top like a cupcake sandwich. You are so interesting.
This is getting interesting.
This is a late text on the Robert Duvall that he also played Boo Radley in To Kill a Mockingbird. That turned out to be the final Jeopardy answer. Yeah, I know. I thought that was cool, too. And yes, that's right. That was his first on-screen role. I mean, he was on TV before that, but silver screen, that was his first role. When do we get a question of the day about eating steak? Well, be patient. It'll come around. The top is the best. You always save the top for last. Okay, well, there you go. See? Now I'm going to make you think about things you never thought you would think about before. 437-1620, 437-1620. I'm Andrew McKay.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. Add more road to your trip during the Subaru A Lot to Love event with a new 2026 Subaru Crosstrek or Forester Hybrid. Our new hybrids will keep you going no matter where the road goes. With up to 597 miles per tank, the Crosstrek Hybrid easily takes you to more places. And the Forester Hybrid sports a driving range of up to 581 miles per tank. Mileage like that lets you journey farther, and combined with Subaru's capable standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, you'll be able to handle any unexpected terrain with ease. Paved roads, gravel roads, just about any road. They're no match for the new Subaru hybrids. Get your Subaru Crosstrek Hybrid or the Subaru Forester Hybrid during the Subaru A Lot to Love event. Love goes the extra mile at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Driving ranges based on EPA estimated combined fuel economy and a full tank of fuel. Actual mileage and range may vary.
Have you ever gotten stuck being the one who has to figure out the food?
Yeah.
Birthday party, office lunch, family get-together, and suddenly everybody's looking at you.
Me?
That's when you call Voodoo Barbecue. Whether it's catering for 5 people or 500, they make it easy. They show up, the food's hot, and it smells incredible. And nobody's asking where the plates are. Slow smoked barbecue, big portions, real flavor. The kind where folks go back for seconds and ask,
where'd this come from?
That's Voodoo Barbecue Catering. Go to catering at voodoobbq.com and get your mm-mms ready.
Looking for the best in flooring? At Jonathan's Flooring, you can select beautiful luxury vinyl plank flooring with the texture of wood, waterproof, and longer lasting. Jonathan's Flooring offers the most affordable pricing, first-class workmanship and installation, with a large selection of tile, carpet, or the latest in luxury vinyl plank flooring. Performance and sustainability is what makes Jonathan's Flooring the best choice for your floors. Stop by Jonathan's Flooring on North Palafox, south of 9 Mile Road, or online at jonathansflooring.com.
You're not looking for an argument.
You just want to know what's going on.
And that's a good thing.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
What you have to understand, Sonny, is that while Sollozzo is being guarded like this, he is invulnerable. Now, nobody has ever gunned down a New York police captain, never. It would be disastrous. All the five families would come after you, Sonny. The Corleone family would be outcast.
Good morning, 8:52 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. As you've heard to some degree in Fox, we've had Jesse Jackson pass away and also Robert Duvall pass away. I haven't been talking a lot about Jesse just because, you know, Fox has been talking quite a bit about that. And I'll just be honest, I have conflicting things to say about Jesse Jackson. You know, he made it possible for Barack Obama and probably Bill Clinton, frankly, to get elected. You know, he did a lot of good in terms of negotiating the release of hostages and international diplomacy. Then again, to some degree, he was inserting himself into situations where, you know, there's been historical arguments about whether that was even legal or not, with other people who tried to do it as well. He ran unsuccessfully for president. I had forgotten that, in 88, he was the leading candidate for, at least after the Michigan primary. He had more votes than more delegates pledged than anybody else did. So he had a pretty good chance at getting the victory. He had won, 11 either primaries or caucuses in that year. And he did extremely well. And, of course, eventually it was, 88 would have been Dukakis. 84 was Mondale. Do I have that back? I think I have that right. Dukakis, 88. H.W. Bush beat Dukakis. And then in 84 is when he lost out to Mondale. But, there are other things, you know, some of his public comments I'm not such a big supporter of, his point of view, everything being all the time about race. But I think other people have done that paradigm a whole lot worse than he has. And, of course, his connection to Martin Luther King Jr., you know, there's no arguing that. And being, you know, basically growing up with him and, you know, being there at the moment when he was at, when he was assassinated. I mean, you know, so it's quite a history. Robert Duvall, on the other hand, of course, you know, contributed a lot to our quality of life, made us laugh, made us, he always found a way to even make the kind of the rough character have a, like a human heart kind of side, a softer, even funnier side. You know, and so that's why, I mean, granted, Lieutenant Colonel Kilgore was funny in spite of himself as in Apocalypse Now, but, you know, as the, I guess, was he the conciliary? Would you say that in Godfather? I guess that'd be accurate, you know, in that role and some of the other roles that he had. And we talked earlier, we were talking about his, you know, his personal life, that he had the last wife was 41 years younger than he was. They were all younger. He would marry one and then for a few years, and then he'd marry a younger one and then for a few years, and they marry any other one. For, you know, every couple of years, he'd upgrade to a younger model, or his view, I suppose. I don't know. Anyway, and somebody had texted, and I thought this was the funniest thing. We were talking about Finn Sexual.
Right.
Earlier. That's somebody who's not attracted to somebody based on their actual gender, but they want them to be feminine. So a feminine guy is appealing to them, and a feminine girl, it's feminine in nature is what they're attracted to, not the particular bits and pieces, you might say. And somebody had texted, because then you have men sexual if you're attracted to masculine, I guess, women and men. I can't. Some of these titles, I think, we're now just making words up all the time. But somebody texted in that I guess that means Robert Duvall was a yin sexual. He's attracted to young in nature.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, he's not the only one in Hollywood. You know, Leonardo DiCaprio, Tom Cruise, you know, there's, and they're not the only ones. There's, that's true of people who are out of the spotlight, you know, who divorce and marry younger and divorce and marry younger. And I mean, it's so they can't manage to figure out how to have a decent relationship with a woman near their own age, which I think is weird. You know, young women are nice for some things, but you know, I like talking to a woman who's got enough experience that I can talk with her about meaningful things. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives.
That's right. Brought to you by Florida West. They focus on attracting and expanding businesses that create jobs, increase wages, and strengthen Escambia County's economy. Let's see here. No accidents to report to you, and the delay on Highway 29 from that earlier accident is cleared up. It's looking good now. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Oh, and lots of people texting in their favorite Robert Duvall performance, you know, whether it's Lonesome Dove or Great Santini, or I always thought The Apostle was quite a great movie, a very interesting movie. It's been a while since I've seen it, but, you know, Colors, he's great in Colors, and, you know, so many other things as well. Let's see.
Fat Tuesday?
Oh, you know what? Do I have time? I don't think I really have time for this. Yes, thank you. I told you to remind me, but with 2 minutes to go, I don't have enough. I know. No, I'll do it tomorrow.
Okay.
All right. I'll give you the short version, okay?
Okay.
Some people look at Fat Tuesday. I was reading a very good article written by, I forget where I saw it yesterday, but the perspective was being representative of the Catholic Church on Fat Tuesday. And, of course, Lent begins tomorrow with Ash Wednesday, if you do that. Not everybody does, but if you're a Christian who does think about that, you know, 40 days of fasting before Easter, giving something up that's good. And people sometimes look at it and say, well, tomorrow we fast and today we party. I don't understand. How can they both be right? How can you, you know, live it up and carouse and do all that on a Tuesday, and then the very next day you're going to live this sort of ascetic lifestyle for the next 40 days? Well, okay, partially the history is, if you're going to have 40 days of not eating the fat foods and the meat, well, you got to eat them all before they spoil, so you eat them today. I mean, that's just a practical matter.
I like that.
You know, that's just a practical thing.
Yes.
Okay? You clear out the pantry because, A, for the next 40 years, it's gonna waste, and B, you don't want it tempting you if you don't have it. True. If you've eaten it already, it's gone. But also, you know, people often misunderstand this notion that the, like, Christian lifestyle is always one thing or another. That, and it's not. Christian life is just like the Bible says, you know, you've heard the Mamas and the Papa song, you know, to everything, there's a season. There's a time for weeping and a time for laughing. There's a time for rejoicing and there's a time for sorrow. There's a time for fasting and a time for feasting. You know, there's a time for all of the different things. And, you know, there's this old notion in philosophy that, you know, in all things moderation. No, no. You do the right thing as much as you can possibly do it at the appropriate time for that thing. You know, nobody wants you to be a moderate spouse. You want to be a great spouse. You want to be a great parent. You want to be a great talk show host or producer or car salesman. You know, not moderation all things. That's Hesiod. That's wrong. That's false. There are appropriate times for moderation, but a lot of times, you honestly, you want to be excessive in the thing that's appropriate to be excessive in at that time. You know, when you're worshiping on a Sunday morning, that's not the time to be, you know, moderate in your worship, right? Moderate in your prayer. No, that's nonsense. So when it comes time to party, party. When it comes time to fast. And the idea that you can do both, even on back-to-back days, is completely normal, completely fine. It doesn't mean that everything goes. It means don't be ashamed of the party when the party is the right thing to do. And Fat Tuesday or, you know, Mardi Gras, literally what that means. Do that when it's appropriate to do it. And then when it's time to fast, do that with all of your heart. Whatever your hand or your heart finds to do, do that enthusiastically. So there's no contradiction here, except if you think that you're supposed to be one thing all the time and you're not.